بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This was the person committed any kind of crime or sin. You can hide it from people. He knows that no one is looking at him. He can show a different picture to people. He's a good person. But outwardly he's like that, but inside the eyes of Allah he's a different person. And it's very difficult for us to also recognize him too. Certain great people, as you look at people in the puzzle of Allah, they can make up who the person is. They don't want to put their man to shame. But on a day of Qiyamah is something else. You may be able to block the people of the world, but there you cannot block anyone. There will be so much of disgrace if you cause any harm to anyone in this world. If you are a person full of sin, but then look at people in front of people, you are a double standard. Among the people who are pious, you sit among them, you become like them. And when you go sit among the others, you become like them. So what happened? The ayah was recited today, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا. Those people who have turned away from our remembrance, who have turned away from our signs, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. In other words, they did not follow our signs at all, did not follow our ayat at all, whatever, they did not follow any of them. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا. On a day of Qiyamah, their life will be a kind of misery without this. In other words, in this world also, there will be a life of complete misery. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On a day of Qiyamah, they wake up blind. Now in this world, because of whatever they are doing, because they went against the law of Allah, because under the signs, whatever Allah has reminded them, they forgot everything. So automatically this world of theirs will become completely a world of misery. What the meaning of misery? It's not that Allah Ta'ala will take away their money. It's not that Allah Ta'ala will, you know, but something else. That they'll have everything of the best. But two things will not be in their life. One is shukr and zakah. That two things will be away from their life. And one, if a person deprived of shukr and zakah, he'll know, he must know that his life is full of misery. He does not know what to mean of happiness. He does not know, he's full of misery. The more he gets, Allah Ta'ala gives him, the more he wants more and more, that he does not need shukr. The more Allah Ta'ala gives him, the more he wants more and more, more and more. His stomach is not getting full at all because he hasn't got shukr in him. When a person begins to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, then whatever Allah Ta'ala gives him, he becomes content. Man will not become content because of the misery that is carrying on the world due to all the wrongs. He's keeping Allah Ta'ala unhappy, Allah Ta'ala unhappy with him. So this is only his condition in the world, that he's finding that he'll never be content at all. The more he gets, he feels that he's too little. Greed creeps into him to that extent. And whatever difficulties he's going through, he will not be able to suffer on that. One time his shukr is not in his life. He'll never make shukr at all. Another side, when he goes through any kind of pain or difficulties, he will not be able to make suffer also. And you notice in this world people are going through that condition. The more they're getting, the more greedy they're becoming. They will be becoming more greedy. So this is one punishment, is because they have turned away from the command of Allah. But we are not here to judge anyone. This does not mean that whatever I tell you now to look at people with bad judgment, then you'll be questioned. Everyone's condition, me and Allah Ta'ala knows. But we are just giving a message to the person. That if he is guilty of that what we are saying, then he must try to rectify it. وَنَحْشُرُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On a day of Qiyamah, he will become blind. قَالَ رَبُّ الْجَبْ حَشَرْتَنِ أَعْمَى وَقَدَ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, that today we have grown up, we were brought up in this condition that we got up blind, yet we had eyes. They say, Allah Ta'ala, that you've given us that, how come you got up blind when we had the eyes? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَنَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ. You have forgotten, Allah Ta'ala, we have forgotten our ayat. In the world, you have forgotten our signs, our ayat, everything what reminded you, have forgotten everything. Today we have forgotten you. If the whole world forgets you, don't have no problem. If Allah forgets you, there's a very big problem. In this world, if you forget Allah, Allah will forget you there. If you think you're going to keep everyone happy, you cannot keep anyone happy without Allah. The more you begin to keep people happy, the more Allah will allow you keep Allah unhappy. That's why they say the greatest thing a person must do at all times, you must learn to keep Allah happy. In every way of life. Not in certain things, in every way of life. That's why let's not forget our ayat, not forget our reminders. Allah does not forget our reminders. We reminded you of our ayat. Do not commit this sin, do not commit that sin, keep out of all kinds of sins. Not that you're going to keep Allah Ta'ala in certain things and say, you keep Allah Ta'ala in every way. My life must be revolving on only one thing, in the pleasure of Allah, Masih Allah. If the whole world goes against me, it does not affect me, but Allah will not go against me. So this ayat is showing us this much, that on the day of Qiyamah, where you will be seen with all kinds of people, the kuffars, the sinners, and not all. And tell me in front of Farishta and all, to be disgraced, what is that? If a person gets disgraced in the world, never mind. Get disgraced in the world, never mind, he can bear the disgrace. But that disgrace somebody else. Allah my Father. That's why they say, O Allah, not blacken or pray on the earth. O Allah, not blacken or pray on the earth. That means do not turn away from us. But if Allah turn away from us, then what will be our position? So make dua from Allah Ta'ala that you must try to fulfill Allah's commands. Keep Allah happy. Boy, let me tell you something. You can keep the whole world happy. You'll never be happy. You can keep the whole world happy, they'll never be happy. Keep only one person. Whatever you do, your marriage is to keep Allah happy. Keep Allah happy. Keep your house, keep the people happy. As long as Allah is happy. Keep everyone happy as long as Allah is happy. Will not keep anyone happy and being the wrath of Allah. If you're keeping that person happy, that friend happy, that he tells you go to the masjid and you follow him, then you will know Allah. That friend tells you that, you know, we've got a business deal here now, it's not a right deal. But because now you listen to your friend, you go to the deal, you will know if Allah is not happy with what you position. Today the world is gone so corrupt that we don't know whether the house is halal or haram. We do not know. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihan. The condition for good deeds to you, that you must eat halal food. Today we have gone to that extent, a person sometimes, he does all the haram that he will get into riba. Many people today, many businesses only run on riba. On riba. Tell me what kind of halal is that? That person is very fortunate, his business is running everything halal. Alhamdulillah, I know so many people, they tell me, Maulana, we were all involved in all those things, but today, for years now, you are keeping away from riba. That's why there's so much of muhabbat and Israel. There's no love and Israel today because of riba. Riba has caused all the harm today, because remember, riba is war with Allah. And you have no when you have war with Allah Ta'ala, then who's going to win that war? Allah my Father. Alhamdulillah.
قلنا من أسلم بسيط العفة ولا معنى قصة الخلق والرضا والقدر. ربنا لا تجعلنا في القدر قوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك قوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا في القدر فقط واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم إنا نسألك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. الله خير الخالقين والرحمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله.